For many students at St. Petersburg's Lakewood Elementary, few were aware that food came from the ground and not from their local supermarket. But when an organic garden built by students from Eckerd College's Environmental Science Department was planted on the school grounds, that all changed. The students planted raised beds with a variety of fruits, vegetables, and herbs. Lakewood students work with Eckerd students throughout the day tending the plants. Peggy McCabe is a science teacher at Lakewood Elementary. She says this garden has provided a significant learning tool through hands-on experience.
Well, I don't think there's anything that can duplicate planting a seed and then watching it grow and then being able to harvest and eat it for an experience. You know, a lot of today's students think that food comes from the grocery store. They really don't have any conception of how we get the food at our table. A number of students that are working in the garden who haven't had the experience in the past, and they're so excited about being out there.
This is Mark Johnson's fifth grade class, third time in the garden.
Are you guys
weeding today too?
Yes.
Yeah.
We came.
Do you guys like coming out to the garden?
Yeah.
Fun.
Do you guys have gardens at home?
Yes. No.
Yes. I do.
You do?
I don't.
Do you want to get a garden now that you've done this?
Kind of. But
it's a lot of work.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
For Eckerd students, the fifth graders are the main workers, and today the students are watering and weeding the beds.
It doesn't like us now. This one's the one we have to work on. No, it's not.
Hold on, you just
we took the top off.
Where'd it go?
We took the top off it. It's right there. We took the top off.
Yeah, I think that might be in there.
I don't think it likes us. We're going to have to heat dig it.
Hold on. It's coming.
There we go.
Where's that?
Johnson says the gardens are teaching a larger lesson to his students.
So I think it opens the kids' eyes to really understanding where things come from, you know, like the food, the things we're talking about. So I think it does. It gives them a level of awareness that they may have not seen or known before. So I think it's good.
The project was spearheaded by Professor Kent Curtis, an assistant professor of environmental studies at Eckerd College in St. Petersburg. Curtis is also the father to 8-year-old daughter Maxime and 6-year-old son Noah. When Curtis and his family moved to St. Pete's Southside, Maxime and Noah enrolled at Lakewood Elementary. Curtis quickly joined the school's PTA and noticed struggles amongst teachers with math, science, and reaching FCAT benchmarks.
Part of that is, I'm convinced as an educator, because they sort of do this classroom stuff that bores these kids. And so, you know, I thought, well, there might be a possibility of kind of putting together my students' interest in organic gardening and my interest in sort of helping the school do something more creative with how they teach math and science. And a garden would be a great project for that.
Lakewood, which teaches students from mainly low-income homes, has had struggles, like other schools, trying to teach standardized tests to their students. Curtis says when he began talks with Principal Kathleen Young almost 2 years ago about the gardens, she was hesitant.
So this is not a time in American education to be coming up with some outdoor educational type of idea. This was not something that any principal was going to just embrace because it's so far out of the box and so far from what they're struggling with themselves that it doesn't appear to be anything but a distraction. I really have to commend her for taking a risk in this climate on this project.
Amber Deming teaches third grade at Lakewood. Her students have been doing an FCAT-related science lesson in the garden. Eckerd students are taking smaller groups and identifying different plants, taking measurements, and writing down observations.
Cabbage. Spinach.
Brussels sprouts?
Oh,
kind of like baby cabbage. See, there they are. Little ones, tiny cabbages.
There's
basil.
I want to eat some salad.
Austin is a fifth grader at Lakewood. He says that although he has big plans to become a police officer, he wants to have a garden of his own.
Yeah, I love it. It's like really, really fun.
It's really fun. Is it cool watching like all these things start to grow?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm not sure yet, but we might have some of this in our cafeteria. Or some of these food.
Would that be kind of cool?
Yes.
Is that better than the food that's in there now?
Yeah, we can probably tell like everybody like We grew this. We didn't really just take it off the stores. We grew this ourselves.
Professor Kent Curtis says he made sure that his students did the legwork and made them figure out everything as a team. They were given a budget and had to plan and build a greenhouse and all the raised beds. Donations from Sweetwater Organics, Lowe's, and others came in. For political and environmental science major Kaylee, this project became much more work than she or her fellow students had anticipated. But the work came with rewards.
It's been way more important to me than I thought it would be. For one, it just makes my day better. I start my Monday, Wednesday, Friday here in the morning, and can't really have a bad day when you're outside and like making plants grow. And it's helped me, it's taught me that I actually really like teaching, and maybe something I want to do after college.
Professor Curtis says this project is more than just a small garden the kids will work in at school, but something that will change their perspective on food for the rest of their lives.
And so what I'm trying to do is begin to provide the cultural and the knowledge foundation for people to do that. So all these kids who go through this, Eckerd students and the Lakewood students, are going to know how to grow food and are going to be empowered to access their own food in that way. And I do believe, because this has been my experience, that once you experience that, in a way you don't want to go back. There's something, you know, even if all they do is have a small garden outside for the rest of their lives, that's a step more than they've taken in the past. It ends up being this kind of consciousness-raising activity in and of itself.